Welcome back to Sports Day. Fantastic to have this man on your radio, Aaron Zalewski. He is our Kookaburras co-captain, and the team has been announced for the upcoming Birmingham Commonwealth Games. Aaron, welcome to Sports Day. How are you going?
Good evening, gents. Yeah, going really well, thanks.
Off to the Commonwealth Games for the third time. One of only a few, Daniel Beale, Jake Wetton, and your goalkeeper and Andrew Charter will be joining you.
Yeah, it's lovely to get to another Games. They're always special events with the multi-sports. And I think one of my teammates, Eddie Ockham, always puts things in perspective in the amount of games and that he's played and the amount of games that he's been to. So he kind of dwarfs what we've been able to achieve.
Aaron, no pressure, but you're number one ranked team in the world. You've won every Comm Games men's hockey gold since the sport was introduced in 1998. So you're definitely the hunted from the other country's perspective.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I think I've been hearing that the last couple of Commonwealth Games have been going to. Teams are trying to kind of hunt us down and try and, I guess, steal one of the gold medals that we've been able to secure every time we've gone to the Commonwealth Games, which is, it's a very impressive feat. But as a group, I think, you know, we enjoy that pressure. We love it. And it kind of makes us perform even better. So we're looking to go again and try and replicate what the teams in the past have done before us.
You had such a tough time during COVID with tournaments and Olympics and all sorts of events pushed back. But at Tokyo, now you've got the Comm Games. It's all happening in a bit of a hurry, which I'm assuming, from a competitor's point of view, bring it on.
Yeah, it's been interesting times for sure. It feels like the only kind of competition that we've got at the moment is major competition, though. So we've had the Olympics last year and the Comm Games this year. And in between that, we've pretty much played New Zealand about 11 times in 11 months. So, you know, we get sick of that, but we enjoy these major competitions. And our preparation is certainly a little bit different than it used to be. But, you know, I think the ability for not only us, but people to adapt and change and, you know, use whatever you can as you know, positives for that. And we use our daily training environment here in Perth as one of those things we take across, you know, with full confidence.
Aaron, just tell us about who you spoke about briefly, Eddie Ockenden. 387, that's right, 387 international appearances. He is the only one going to his fourth Olympic Games. He's a 35-year-old from Tasmania, and he joins Mark Knowles as the second Australian hockey player to compete at four Commonwealth Games. Just tell us a bit about what he's like and what makes him tick.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal kind of, he's got a phenomenal record, doesn't he? He's actually one of my really good mates. Obviously, we played so much hockey together. I've been around for, you know, 9-10 years, but he's been around for 15 or 16 years around the program. But honestly, he's a humble guy. He's from Tassie. He's you know, really connected to his roots in Tassie and his family. And, you know, he's got a little family of his own here in Perth as well. But he's someone that, over the journey, he's really just kept improving the whole time. I think he started his career as a striker, and believe it or not, now he plays as a defender. So he's made the transition from striker to midfielder to defender, and it's been an impressive feat to watch him kind of keep growing and better, getting better and challenging himself all the time. So yeah, he's a pleasure to play with. I love playing with Eddie, and you know, it's great to go to another game together.
Now, you spoke about all the games you've played against New Zealand, so you should know them inside out. How much work have you done then on looking at, say, South Africa, Scotland and Pakistan, who are all in your pool? What sort of research do you get?
It can be pretty difficult. It's kind of an evolving thing with us. Obviously, the teams are and the personnel are changing all the time in hockey and in sport. And, you know, sometimes we don't have the resources to see what they're up to. And it might be one of those things we'll have to wait till we get, you know, over to the Commonwealth Games and do our reviewing there. And it puts a little bit more pressure on the coaches because we don't have as much time to do that plan and review phase as they might or as we might require to do it properly. So we will do a bit of that before we go. I know South Africa's been playing quite a lot, but we haven't seen Pakistan at all. And like you said, we've played New Zealand quite a bit. So it'll just be one of those things that we'll have to kind of fine-tune as we get closer to the competition.
You mentioned coaches and Colin Batch. He looks such a calm, cool character. I only found out the other day that he's just on a rolling employment basis, unlike a lot of coaches in sport where it's a one-year deal or a three-year deal, etc. So he's got that comfort, or certainly not having the results locked away, but knowing that he is in charge and can plan for the future to some degree. And that's a great sign of confidence from those in charge that they've got him on that type of deal.
Yeah, I mean, Colin's a pretty professional operator. We've had the pleasure of working together now for the last 5 years, and you know, he's really balanced in how he goes about his business. And from that perspective, I've got no doubt that, you know, the staff and the board that were in charge of giving him his contract did everything they needed to give him the confidence to, you know, make sure he got the best out of the team, and he does that. And you know, we really enjoy Colin as our leader and as our head coach, and he's got good support staff around him as well. And I think the balance is really right with, you know, our assistant coaches and all the support staff that we get lucky enough to have in our corner.
Speaking to Aaron Zalewski, WA star, joining Jake Harvey, Tom Wickham, as other West Aussie members of the squad heading to the Comm Games. Give us the schedule, the rundown, as this big event ticks closer. When do you leave? Any stopovers to give yourself an extra bit of prep?
Yeah, like I said, we haven't had much prep, so we're heading to Spain first. We've got 3 matches against them, which will be great prep. Then over to Amsterdam, which, you know, the boys hate, just in Holland when the sun's out. And a couple more matches against the Dutch, which, you know, neither of those teams are in Comm Games, so that's good preparation for us. And they're, you know, top-quality international teams. And then we'll head to Birmingham. I think we'll be in Europe for about 2 weeks. So we leave on the 9th of July. We're in Europe for 2 weeks before we get to Birmingham. And that's, I guess, when we're looking to try and be at our best. We haven't necessarily played a lot of competition, but we're training pretty hard here in Perth. And the schedule's pretty busy once we get there. I think we've got 2 double-headers. So, you know, back-to-back games, day off, and then back-to-back games again before, you know, we look to try and make a finals appearance in the semi-finals and the finals.
We look forward to seeing you in action as you take on Scotland. Sunday the 31st of July is when we will see you and the boys in action. Thank you very much, Aaron, for joining us tonight.
Cheers very much, gents.